This is Pastor Harvey with the Bible Hour broadcast. We're so glad you've tuned in today. We pray that you'll stay tuned for the next 15 minutes as we break open the precious Word of God from God's holy book, the Bible. Now, we're studying in the book of Romans, and so we pray that God will just honor His Word and that you'll be very attentive and just get all you can from the precious, precious Word of God. Now, we have an offer for you of in regard to the Bible. We call it The Two Streams of the Bible by Roland C. Starr. And this is a very interesting sketch. I'm sure it'll be a blessing to each one that's listening in. It tells how the corruption of the text in all the new modern Bibles has come to pass in the last few years. As of the turn of the century, as we enter into the 20th century, we see getting away from the original manuscripts that the King James Version of the Bible was taken from. And so we see that there's corruption and a change in our Bibles, in many of the so-called Bible-believing churches even, and the reason is because the source of manuscripts is different than that of the King James Version. So if you're interested in this, and if you'd like to know why I believe that the Bible, the King James Version of the Bible, is the closest to the original writings in the English language, then you write in. And we'd be so happy to send you this sketch, which will show you from all the manuscripts just about that we have in all the different new translations and show where they came from. And then also we have another offer. We have a beautiful Zondervan Bible available to each one that would write in and send an offering of at least $10 toward the radio broadcast. This is a beautiful brown Zondervan Bible, a King James Version, of course. Center column references, easy to read, clear, bold type, self-pronouncing, 160-page concordance, and 64 pages of helps. Eight pages of maps, and a presentation page, and family record. And the life of Christ is printed, words of Christ is printed in red. This would be a beautiful Bible to send out to one of your friends over the Christmas holidays. So why don't you send in right now and get at it right immediately, not wait and waste time. There's time's wasting. Christmas is right around the corner. You say it seems like a long way off yet. Well, school's already begun, and it's not far away, and so we need to be thinking about this matter of Christmas. What better gift could you ever give to a person than God's precious book, the Bible? Oh, how precious it is, and we thank God for the Bible. And I'm sure this Bible will be a wonderful possession for yourself or for a friend if you'd like to send it out that time. Just send to the Bible Hour, Post Office Box 2, Gettysville, 14068. That's the Bible Hour, Gettysville, New York, 14068, the zip code. Just send us your full address. Make sure that you put your name and your full address so that we'll get this back to you properly. Now, that's a beautiful Bible and a sketch of the Bible. We'll send them both to you at the same time. The sketch is free now. If you don't want the Bible, you don't have the finances, or some reason you don't want to buy it right now, we do encourage you to send in for this other. We'll send it to you free of charge, this sketch of where we got our King James Version of the Bible. Now, we trust you'll send in and do it today, and may God bless. Let's bow for prayer. Now, Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you that the entrance of thy word giveth light. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. We thank you that we have the old King James Version of the Bible that we can adhere to and stick with. And, Father, we realize that so many of the newer translations have gone away from the old manuscripts. They've not stuck with the same source. And, oh God, we thank you that we believe and with all our heart that thy word is truth. The Bible is the word of God. Not like many that it just contains the word, but it is the very word of God. How we thank thee for this. And now, Father, we pray you'd bless every listener that's listening in, those that are saved and know the Lord Jesus and need to grow in grace. And then, Father, those that are without Jesus and there may be perplexed and have problems right now, know not which way to turn. May the message be clear, simple, and plain to every heart. May those that are not saved receive Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, the Prince of Peace, who does give perfect peace. And we'll thank thee now in Jesus' name. Amen. Now that's Romans chapter number 1. And we got down to verse 16. It says, For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. The gospel of Christ. What a tremendous verse this is. We ought to memorize this verse of Scripture. Paul says, I am a debtor earlier in the same portion, the same chapter, and then he says, I am ready to preach. And now he says the third I am of the chapter 1 of Romans. He said, I'm what? Not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. We ought not to be ashamed of the precious, precious word of God of Jesus or his gospel. And the gospel is that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried and that he rose again for our justification. What a message we have to tell to the world about salvation. Now, look at verse 17. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. As it is written, the just shall live by faith. That little verse there, the just shall live by faith, is over in the book of Habakkuk, chapter 2, verse 4. It's in Galatians 3:11 and Hebrews 10, verse 38. And it is just four times mentioned in the Bible how important this verse is. And this verse became the theme of the Reformation under Martin Luther when he got converted and came out of Romanism and gave his life to Jesus Christ. Oh, what a tremendous thing it was when he saw the light that the just shall live by faith, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us by the washing of regeneration and the renewing of the Holy Ghost. Salvation is not of works, lest any man should boast. For over in Ephesians 2:8-9 it says, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Oh, thank God, when we get to heaven, those that are saved and washed in the blood, born again of the Spirit of God, we will not have one thing of merit except to say Jesus in our own way. Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain. He washed it white as snow. We'll not be able to boast. There is no boasting. Jesus paid it all. We owe our debt to him. We owe our life to him. We owe our soul to him. He died on Calvary, the righteous, the sinless one, for us who were full of sin. And so the just shall live by faith. Justification is by faith. Over in Romans chapter 5 and verse 1, a tremendous verse of Scripture. It says, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Justified by what? Faith. Not of works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy. His mercy he saved us. Then over in chapter 3 of Romans and the 28th verse, it says, therefore, we conclude that a man is justified by faith without the deeds of the law. And whenever you see that in the Bible, the word therefore, you ought to look and see what it is there for, because it is a conclusion of the preceding verses or words or phrases in the preceding chapter. And it says, therefore, we conclude that a man is justified by faith without the deeds of the law. And then he goes in. What does this little phrase ahead of that mean, though, in the same verse in chapter 17, in verse 17 there? It says, revealed from faith to faith. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. Well, Christ is our righteousness. The gospel is our justification. It's Jesus Christ alone. But then it says from faith to faith. This is a very complicated portion of Scripture for many commentators. And as I searched my heart this week, I said, oh God, what does this really mean? What does this from faith to faith really mean? And we always, when we interpret Scripture, should always remember that our job is to not take a verse out of context, but to, by all means, check the verse and read it and find out what's before it and what's after it, so that we'll know by all means, by the grace of God. We don't know all the Scriptures. I know we need to learn. There's so much to learn in the Scriptures. And yet we ought to study to show ourselves approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. And so the Bible tells us here that it's from faith to faith. Well, I believe the preceding verses gives us the answer here. He's talking about not only the Gentiles, but the Jews. He says, first in verse 14, he says, for I am a debtor both to the Greek and to the barbarians, both to the wise and to the unwise. So as much as in me is, I am ready to preach the gospel. Now he's speaking about two groups of people here. He's speaking in verse 16 to the Jews first and also to the Greeks. In other words, to the Jews the gospel came first, and then it went to the Greeks. And then he says here, the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith. It's revealed as open unto the Jews first, and then what? Unto the Gentiles. I believe that's what it means. From faith to faith. One is saved, and then the next one is saved. But he is trying to conclude in this first beginning portion of the book of this letter to the Romans, the Christians at Rome. He's writing to them, and he's trying to tell them that the problem is that the whole world is lost. And in sin, they're totally depraved. And I believe without any variation that the Bible teaches the total depravity of man. Man is totally depraved. There's no light in him. We have many churches across this country today and across around the world that are teaching that there's a little spark of Jesus Christ in every person. That is not so. That sounds beautiful to many people, but that is not so. The Bible says that we are without hope except for Jesus Christ. There is no spark of divinity. We're born in sin. We're born with a sinful, depraved nature, and we need the light of the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ to shine unto us that we might be redeemed and that old Adamic nature would be done away with by the grace and mercy of God. Men need to be saved. If you're listening in and you've never been born again of the Spirit of God, you need to be born of God. You need to be born again. You need to have the incorruptible seed of the Word of God come into your heart and so cleanse you from all sin as you repent of sin and trust Christ, that you become a new creature of God in Christ Jesus. But here it is, from faith, the faith that the Jews first exercised. Peter was a Jew. All the apostles were Jews and received by faith Jesus Christ. And then it went from the Jews at Pentecost to over to Cornelius' household in the 10th chapter of the book of Acts, and the gospel went to the Gentiles, Cornelius and his household, and then by the Apostle Paul later unto all the known world of that day. Yes, the gospel is the only answer. The righteousness of God is revealed to the Jews first and then to the Gentiles. Then it says, for the wrath of God in verse 18 is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. Here we have the wrath of God. We hear much of the love of God today in many liberal churches, but the Bible says that the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness. Many are speaking about this matter of, well, it's a thing just to have men with men and marrying men with men and women with women. The Bible says that is despicable and low and vile and wicked and dirty, and hell itself is the portion of those that would think this way and believe this way and act this way unless they repent and turn to Jesus Christ for salvation. The wrath of God's revealed against all unrighteousness and ungodliness who hold the truth in unrighteousness. Well, our time is gone, and we don't have any more time to speak of the Scriptures, but oh, the Word is precious. We trust you'll listen in the next broadcast and be with us and get a blessing from God's precious Word. If you're not saved, would you right now bow your head, ask Jesus Christ to save you? By faith, repent of sin and turn to Jesus. Ask him to come into your heart and save you, and he'll do it. Just trust Jesus. He's the only answer. Trust him. And now, until the same time, the next broadcast, be sure to be faithful to the Lord, the Bible, your God-given convictions, and a good Bible-preaching church.